Niall Horan promises new music and live shows in 2023. Taylor Swift's Midnight has a big debut. Happy Halloween, it's Monday, October 31st, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Niall Horan shared some good news with his fans last week. He's got new music and a bunch of festival appearances coming up next year. It's been a while, which I know you're very aware of, the 29-year-old singer said in a message he shared on social media. Since his second studio album, Heartbreak Weather, in 2020, Horan has released an EP and collaborated with Anne-Marie on a pair of songs. A tour with Powell Lewis Capaldi was scheduled for 2020, including a May date in Toronto, but was canceled due to the pandemic. "I'm back. I've got new music coming in the new year, and I'm really, really proud of it," said Horan. "I appreciate you being so patient with me while I've done it. I have a whole new album, too." The singer, who was recently revealed as a new coach on The Voice next season, is currently taping the blind audition episodes. Live episodes begin in May. Following his message, Horan announced that he will be doing sets at the Isle of Wight Festival in June and Glasgow's Transmit Festival in July, with more announcements to come. "Something that I've really wanted to do forever is festivals," he said, "and I've never really had the opportunity to do it." He added that he can't wait to get back on the road and see you guys all over the world and have a lot of fun. We've got the link to his announcement video in the description for this episode. Taylor Swift fans came through for her in a big way last week. Midnights, the singer's 10th collection of new music, has had the biggest debut album in nearly 7 years, putting Swift in a tie with Barbara Streisand for the most number one albums by a female artist. Released on October 21st, Midnights is Swift's 11th album to top the Billboard 200 chart, which will be published on Tuesday. This makes her the sixth act since the chart began in 1956 to have more than 10 albums to go to number one after the Beatles, Jay-Z, Drake, Bruce Springsteen, and Streisand. Midnights is the top-selling album of 2022 with 1.14,980,000 physical copies and 161,000 digital downloads, besting Harry's House by Harry Styles, and second to only Bad Bunny's Inferno Sinti when streaming figures are included. It also had the biggest first week of any album since Swift's Reputation in 2017. Swift is now the only act to have three different albums to sell more than 1 million copies in the first week. It's a similar story in the UK, where Swift tops the official album chart with 204,000 copies of Midnights, which takes over from Harry's House as the fastest-selling album of the year and the biggest first week of sales since Adele's 30 last November. With her ninth number one album in the UK, Swift is only second to Madonna, who's had 12. Swift also became the first female artist since Miley Cyrus in 2013 to have an album and a single debut at number one in the UK at the same time. Billboard notes that the sales figures for Midnights got a boost from the nearly 20 versions available in various formats. Midnights follows 2020's Evermore and last year's re-recorded versions of 2008's Fearless and 2012's Red. Thanks to John Argenti for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.